Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. It's late at night, and most of the citizens of Elmwood are asleep, but not Mrs. Young. She's just awakened from the pleasant dream about Peggy. And as she lies quite still in the darkness, no premonition of the trouble Peggy is in disturbs her. Rather, she speculates happily on the wonderful time her daughter must be having in Chicago with the trip. She'd like to tell her dream to Mr. Young if only he were awake. Rising on her elbow, she looks over at Sam, and as he coughs a little and stirs, she whispers cautiously,
"Sam, are you awake?"
Certainly not. What do you want, Mary?
Oh, darling, you are so awake. I can tell from your voice. Bet you're lying in the dark thinking about Peggy, too.
I wasn't thinking about anything except myself. I've got quite a lot to think about, you know, Mary. When you come to add it all up.
Well, I was thinking about Peggy. I was thinking about what a wonderful time she must be having at the Trents tonight. I'm sure she'll come back simply bursting with all the things that happened.
Well, I certainly hope she has a good time, Mary. Say, look here.
What?
If we're going to carry on a conversation, I'm going to turn on the light and get up. I've been lying here in the dark long enough, anyway.
Well, now, why didn't you wake me up? Or why didn't you tell me you were awake?
Because I thought you were asleep.
Oh, well, I did go to sleep for a while. I dropped off, and then, you know, I sort of dreamed about dance music as if I heard an orchestra.
Well.
And I felt sure that Peggy'd been to a dance with Carter and that she'd had a lovely time. And that she'd come back just glowing with happiness.
Well, that was quite a dream.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to glow with happiness down in the kitchen and find myself a snack.
What?
Yes, indeed. And if we're going to hold a conversation, it might just as well be over the kitchen table.
Sam, why do you always have to eat something when you wake up in the middle of the night?
Well, I don't. I have been lying here for hours, not eating a thing. I've been lying here for hours thinking about that half a chicken in the icebox.
All right, I'll go down with you. But, you know, I was going to save that chicken for dinner tomorrow night.
That chicken is doomed. All right, come on, honey, you join me. Oh, do you want your dressing gown?
Yes, please.
Okay, dear.
You...
There we are.
Oh, you know, Sam, I think it's going to be awfully hard having Peggy live so far away from us.
Oh, live where?
Oh, live in Chicago. In Winnetka.
Mary.
Huh?
Haven't you heard young Trent say enough times that he doesn't want to live in all that style? That he wants to live in a place like Elmwood? Chances are, when he gets out of the army, he'll come back to Elmwood and find himself a job here.
Oh, now, darling, you know he won't do that.
Oh, I don't.
You know his father will want him to go in the family business. You know he'll be expected to carry his share because he's a Trent.
No, I do not know about that, Mary, and neither do you. No, the whole thing's a long ways off. That's so far off that, well, all I can think about is the present. And, well... The present isn't so good to think about either.
Well, I think it's pretty good with Peggy having such a lovely time tonight. Oh, and Sam, she is the prettiest thing, isn't she?
Well, she certainly isn't hard to look at.
Yeah, I often wonder if it's because we're her parents that we're so crazy about her.
Well, I think that's got something to do with it, yeah.
I know, but if she weren't so beautiful, Sam, I think I'd know it. Don't you?
You would not. Oh, dear. Say, you know, this is nice. It's been a long time since we sat down here in the kitchen and had a snack like this.
You mean since you had a snack like this? I don't want anything, but I'll make you a sandwich, dear, if you want one. I'll butter some bread and get some lettuce out of the icebox, some lemonade, and I'll make you a nice chicken sandwich.
That sounds good to me. Say, is there any milk?
Oh, plenty of it, dear.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
and your milk.
Well, thank you, my dear. And you know, Mary, somehow or other, just sitting here in the wee small hours of the morning with you is about the nicest occupation I know of.
Why, thank you, Mr. Young. I don't find it so bad myself. It's a lot more fun than lying awake up there, wondering whether I dare turn over for fear of disturbing you.
Oh, golly, Mary, you don't know how I'm hoping we can hang on to this house.
I know you are, and I hope so, too. But if we don't...
We will, Mary, we will. I'll work it out. I've got to. I'm going after it hammer and tongs beginning tomorrow morning.
After what?
After a job. Something solid. Something that'll bring in enough money so that you won't have to worry every 5 minutes about being put out of here.
Yes, but Sam, what if Mr. Phillips finds somebody who wants to buy the house before we can buy it?
I've heard a couple of things, but... Well, they don't happen to be in Elmwood, Mary, but... One's over in Franklin, and one's out in Oak Park.
Oh, Sam, I don't want you to have a business so far from here. That'll only mean driving back and forth all the time. And look, you did that for a whole year, going back and forth to Johnstown. It's just too much for you, really.
I know, honey, I know. But if I can't get anything here in Elmwood, and it doesn't look as if I could, I'll have to take something in Oak Park. Maybe I'll even stay over there. Maybe I'll take a room over there.
Now, Sam Young, you'll do no such thing. Why, I wouldn't have a comfortable minute if I thought you were living in a hall bedroom somewhere, eating I don't know what kind of meals, having nobody to look after you or see that you put on your overcoat, or even cleaning out of the rain.
All right, Mary. Go ahead and baby me. You can't make me so by making a fuss over me.
No, dear, it isn't that. It's just that I wouldn't have a minute's peace or draw a comfortable breath.
Oh, get out now. You wouldn't care if I were in Chicago with Kurt.
Oh, what do? I'd care terribly. Besides, if you were in Chicago with Kurt, I'd be in Chicago with you, too.
Oh? Well, why? Are you afraid, Mary, that I'd never come back?
I'm not in the least bit afraid, but I just think with so many years of being together that... Oh, I just want to finish out the chapter with us this way, Sam. You and I, sort of in the same house, under the same roof. Why, we even share the same thoughts, don't we?
No, I don't suppose I've ever had the fun of being able to keep anything to myself for any length of time without your finding it out, Mary. You're the greatest finder-outer I've ever ran up against.
Am I, dear?
You sure are. If you don't find it out at the time it happens, you'll find it out a year later.
Why, darling, you make me sound like an old... I don't know what.
Oh, no, no. But, Mary, I might as well admit it. I'd like to tell you things. Maybe I like sharing my troubles with you as well as my joys. Say, how about sharing this sandwich? It tastes darn good.
Oh, I don't think
well,
so.
Well, don't tell me you're eating chicken sandwiches.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on down here?
Well, your father couldn't sleep, so he woke me up.
Oh, now that's a fine story. Your mother woke
well,
me
no,
up.
Well, no, we were both awake, so we decided we'd get up and come down here. Or rather, your father decided he would. So, he's eating tomorrow's dinner. There won't be a thing left for anybody else.
Well, gee, how about my horning in? I'd like a sandwich before the rest of that chicken disappears.
No, sir, there's only enough for me.
Why, Sam, there's enough for everybody. Sit down, Pepper, dear. I'll fix you one, too.
It sure looks good. I don't know why it is, but eating in the middle of the night like this always seems to be a lot more fun than at any other time. Say, what are you two talking about, anyway?
Oh, we were talking about Peggy to start with. I had a dream about music, about an orchestra, and about her dancing at a party. And I got to thinking she's probably what she's doing tonight, and... She's probably having a wonderful time in Chicago.
Yeah, I bet she's having herself a neat time. Boy, Peggy'd like nothing better than being with her heartbeat at a good dance.
Well, I hope she's having a good time, but I don't know, Pepper. I'm still wondering how our Peggy is ever going to fit into that household.
Oh, she'll fit into it all right. Just leave it to Peg.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I still say it was a mistake for her to go at all. But then I've been overridden so many times by this family.
Of course you have. I'm glad she went, and I'm sure she's having a wonderful time.
Say, Dad, it cost plenty to send her, didn't it?
Plenty.
But I guess it was worth it. I guess it's worth it to Carter to be able to show her off to his friends and his family. They won't find another girl like Peggy for a long time to come, any of them. She's all right.
Oh, Pepper, you think so too, don't you?
Oh, sure. She's okay.
Now, Sam, did you hear that? Huh? We're not just foolish, fatuous parents. Even Pepper agrees she's all right.
Yeah, and she's good-looking, too. Boy, she isn't half bad when she's dressed up.
There, now, you see, Sam? Now I feel better. Pepper says she's beautiful.
Well, of course she's beautiful. She takes after her mother.
Oh, sad.
So the young secure at their little kitchen table, sharing a midnight snack, are completely unaware of what Peggy is going through in Chicago at this very moment. They have no idea that Peggy has run away from the train. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, the Trents discover that Peggy has gone, and Cotter takes action. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.